Bluey has big feet, little hands, but big, big feet, even bigger than his friend Buster's dad. After all, Bluey is a theropod, and he's nearly 2 metres tall and nearly 5 years old. Not as big as Rumble, though, but he's a sauropod, who are the biggest dinosaurs ever. Trouble is, Bluey can also be a bit clumsy at times, and he often steps on things because his eyes are so far away from his feet. Usually, he steps on twigs, but they just break and get brushed aside.
Ow.
Sometimes, he squashes a nice flower,
ouch,
which is sad for the flower, but still, nothing to get upset about. However, this time, he stepped on his cousin Princess's favourite seashell, and it was shattered into hundreds of tiny pieces. Too many to super glue together. Fortunately, Princess didn't see him step on the shell, and so Bluey hurried away from the scene and melted in with the other dinosaurs who were playing cricket. It was Bluey's turn, so he put on his shin pads and took his bat to the crease. He loved to bat and hit the ball over the tallest palm trees and far into the jungle. Princess was playing on the other team, so she was fielding. And when Bluey hit his first ball over the palm trees, she ran after it. And guess what? The ball landed right next to her lunchbox and was sitting next to her seashell. But the seashell was badly broken, and Princess was very upset and began to cry. Princess came back with the ball, but everyone could see that she'd been crying.
What's the problem, Princess? What's the matter, love? What's going on over there, Princess?
Oh, nothing important,
she answered.
Bluey's ball landed on my seashell and broke it. It was just an accident.
Bluey heard what Princess had said, and it bothered him for the rest of his innings. In fact, he didn't hit another ball over the palm trees again and was bowled out for just 6 runs. After the game, Bluey went to speak to Princess. He was so full of guilt, and he knew that the cricket ball was not to blame. It was his big, clumsy feet.
I'm so sorry about your seashell, Princess, he said.
That's all right, Bluey. It wasn't your fault.
I'm afraid it was my fault, Princess. It wasn't the cricket ball that broke your seashell. It was my big, clumsy feet. I didn't look where I was going and stepped on it. I'm sorry. What can I do to make up for it?
Well, for being so honest, Bluey, you can take me for a picnic at the seaside and we can look for another seashell.
Bluey felt a wave of relief and a warm feeling that he didn't hide the truth and tell lies. This was so much better, and apart from that, he was going to have a picnic at the seaside with one of his best dinosaur friends in the whole wide world.